This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Here's one of the latest health trends sweeping the globe. Leeches. The ancient practice of bleeding patients by applying live leeches to their bodies is coming back. The practice is called hirudotherapy and can be used for any number of medical problems. You can even get a leech facial now. Makes my skin crawl. Well, the holidays are coming, and so is Coca-Cola Cinnamon. Yep, Coca-Cola Cinnamon will hit grocery store shelves at the end of the month, and the spicy soda doesn't end there. Sprite, which is made by Coke, is offering Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry flavor, which will also be available at the end of the month. Oh, speaking of spice, Pumpkin Spice Spam is also a real thing. No joke, but you can only buy that online. Well, if you love wine, you're probably a woman and have a college degree. According to a new Gallup poll, that is, 45% of women said wine was their go-to adult beverage compared to 15% of men. And 34% of those with a college degree prefer wine versus 16% without a degree. For men, beer was the preferred adult beverage. 55% of men said beer was their go-to, compared to 21% of women, and 47% of those without a college degree prefer beer, compared to 39% with a college degree. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Residents of one Virginia neighborhood are scratching their heads over a recent string of bizarre pranks, in which people with TVs on their heads are walking up to houses and leaving vintage television sets on their porches. Police in Glen Allen, Virginia, have received about 50 calls from residents who report finding old TV sets left on their porches. Many have captured the mysterious pranksters on their doorbell cameras. Police believe it's nothing more than a harmless prank. No crime is being committed. It's also nothing new. A similar prank was performed a year ago when TVs were left on about 20 porches. Most stressful life moments. There's a new survey out about them. Top five include starting a new job, getting married, planning a wedding. Seems like they could have combined those two. Moving into a new home and losing your job. I like this one. Best food on a stick. Word out that Americans like lollipops, caramel apples, meat kebabs, popsicles, and corn dogs best all on a stick. Might add cheesecake to that list. New survey finds the average American makes about 156 impulse purchases a year and spends $324,000 on them over the course of life. Top impulse buys, shoes, takeout food and delivery, household items, clothing, and the number one, food and groceries. Yeah, 71% of us do it. 3 out of 4 Americans say they bought candy at the register before. That means 25% of us haven't. South Haven's Salute to Veterans Weekend is this weekend. Festivities start Friday night at 6 p.m., with Veterans Service at the Masonic Lodge on Center Street in South Haven. It's free. Then the Veterans Boat Parade along the channel at noon on Saturday with the South Haven High School Band, Flyover, 21-gun salute, and more. Sunday, there's breakfast at the American Legion from 8 till noon and the mortgage burning at 1 o'clock. And on Facebook, look for American Legion Post 49 MI, and you'll find all the information you need. Salute to Veterans Weekend in South Haven this weekend. Knucklehead News out of Washington State, where a woman now knows 8 reasons why it's a bad idea to put a live octopus on your face. Jamie Biscaglia was participating in a fishing derby and saw another group of fishermen with a live octopus. She thought it would be cool to take a picture with the tentacled mollusk. Even cooler to put the live creature on her face. That was a big mistake. Turns out the octopus didn't appreciate being photographed. Scaglia says after 2 days of pain that didn't go away, she finally went to the doctor, who told her the octopus had injected venom into her face. She was put on antibiotics, but says the swelling and pain could last for months. Knucklehead. That's the Daily Buzz. If you find something I can buzz about here on Super Hits 103.7, get it to me, please. Paul@WCSY.com. Leave a message on our Facebook page or drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. You can find our podcasts at WCSY.com, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and all the great podcasting outlets. Even ask Alexa to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.